Brazil committee advances a bill to ban a future CBDC. A committee in Brazil's Chamber of Deputies has advanced Bill 421225, which would stop any future central bank digital currency from replacing physical cash, being imposed as forced legal tender, or being used for political surveillance. The step was reported on June 15, 2026, and it sets up a clear split between lawmakers and Brazil's central bank, which is still running its DREX digital currency pilot. This is a committee advance, not a final law. The bill still has to clear further stages before it could take effect. But the language is unusually specific for crypto-adjacent legislation. Instead of regulating an existing product, it pre-commits the country to limits on a state-issued digital money before that money is fully built. The three lines the bill draws. The bill targets three uses, and each one maps to a common fear about central bank digital currencies. The first is replacing cash. Physical notes and coins settle without an intermediary and leave no transaction record by default. A CBDC that crowded out cash would remove that option for people who rely on it, including those without bank accounts. The bill would keep cash as a protected parallel rail rather than a legacy format on the way out. The second is forced legal tender. A digital currency that people are legally required to accept is very different from one they can choose. The bill draws the line at coercion. A CBDC could exist, but Brazilians could not be compelled to hold or accept it. The third, and the one driving most of the online reaction, is political surveillance. A CBDC ledger run by the state can, in principle, show who paid whom, when, and for what. Programmable rules could, in theory, restrict where money is spent or freeze balances. By naming surveillance directly, the bill treats spending privacy as something to defend in statute rather than leave to policy. A legislature at odds with the Central Bank Brazil is not debating this in the abstract. The central bank has been developing DREX, its digital currency project, through pilot phases for years. DREX has been framed around tokenized assets and programmable settlement, not as a tool to abolish cash. Even so, the chamber committee's move signals that part of the legislature wants hard limits written down rather than relying on the central bank's stated intentions. That gap matters because central bank pilots and parliamentary bills move on separate tracks. One is a technical rollout. The other is a political constraint. If Bill 421225 keeps advancing, Brazil could end up with a CBDC framework and a law that explicitly fences in what that CBDC is allowed to do. The read for crypto users in Brazil is one of the larger crypto markets in Latin America's payment scene, with heavy stablecoin use for savings and cross-border transfers. The CBDC debate sits next to that activity rather than on top of it. If lawmakers protect cash and rule out surveillance by default, the practical effect is to keep the door open for the alternatives people already use: dollar-pegged stablecoin balances and wallets, where the user holds the keys. A surveillance-heavy CBDC would have pushed in the opposite direction, giving the state a direct window into everyday spending. The bill, as written, leans against that outcome. It also fits a wider regional and global pattern. Lawmakers in several countries have grown wary of programmable state money, and privacy has become its own regulatory battleground. The Philippines recently went the other way, on a related question, when its central bank barred exchanges from listing privacy coins, a reminder that financial privacy cuts differently depending on who is writing the rules. None of this changes how a crypto card works in Brazil today. Cards that spend from stablecoin or crypto balances continue to run on Visa and MasterCard rails regardless of a CBDC status. The relevance is longer term. The legal status of cash and the surveillance limits on a future CBDC shape, whether private spending stays a real option or becomes the exception.